Now I say that because I want y'all to understand something. Luke 1:37, it says, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." I think what the church hath taken that statement to say this, "For to God." Well, we already know nothing is impossible to God. But the scripture doesn't say to God. It says with God. See, God is with us. Because God is with us, nothing is impossible. Are you listening? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Though he was in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal. Equal, here's the statement, with God. Didn't say equal to God. Equal with God. Hello, somebody. All right, go ahead, sir.
They create and release a consciousness of God.
These power gifts create and they release a consciousness of God.
Sovereignty.
God's sovereignty.
Over the works of sin.
Over the works of sin.
Man and the devil.
Man and the devil. Y'all know what sovereignty means? Huh? The devil cannot stop what God has done. Point blank, period. Are you listening? There's nothing in his arsenal that he has available to overrule the sovereign God. And I don't know why people act like the devil in charge anyway. We got to get rid of that mentality. We're not here to stop the devil. The devil trying to stop us. He must convince us that we're something different than what God said we are. Okay, read, sir.
Power gifts reveal the works of God to the people of God.
Power gifts reveal the works of God to the people of God.
The works of God empowers us as believers.
The what?
The works of God.
The works of God empowers us
as believers.
As believers.
To fulfill the purposes of God in our lives.
To fulfill the purposes of God in our lives.
God outworks his plans.
God outworks his plans
and purposes
and purposes
and causes all things contrary to his desires,
all things that are contrary to his desires,
to yield until it is conformed to the will of God,
to yield and to conform to his will. I like that, to his will. Everything is working. Look, I don't know why people always, all things work together for the good. That's God's will. That it didn't say all positive things. It said all things. Even when it don't look good, it's working for your good. Even when it don't feel good, it's working for your good. The Bible says every step of a righteous man is ordered by God. Hello. Not some. They all. I know. Go ahead, sir.
The power gifts allow the working of God in the believer.
The power gifts allow the workings of God in the believer.
To be clearly seen.
To be clearly seen. You cannot deny it. A man's hand grew out. You cannot deny that. Somebody's eyes who was blinded, God opened that. You cannot deny it. Are you listening? Somebody who had a tumor in their head. Somebody who had a tumor in their breast. You cannot be denied. That's why we must have these gifts of demonstration. These gifts of demonstration is not to magnify us. From studying the scripture, I found out when these power gifts are in manifestation, the people give glory to God. Yeah. The people glorify God. Watch what the scripture say, who gave such power to men. We are co-laborers with him, but we cannot get it done without these gifts. Thank you. Go ahead.
The work of God will reveal the manifested presence of God.
The works of God will reveal the manifested presence of God.
The power gifts will ultimately reveal the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
The power gifts will ultimately reveal the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Y'all notice how he was trying to figure out where he should have stopped just now. You know, like he trying to read a whole book. All right. Go ahead, sir.
Power gifts are instruments to bring in whatever we need to do.
Power gifts are instruments to bring in whatever we need to do.
For those whom we are ministering
to. For those who we are ministering to.
We become open channels.
We become open channels.
To perform on God's behalf.
Oh, to perform. I like that. To perform on God's behalf.
What he desires to do. To be done.
What God desires to be done for that person. Now, you know, in Luke 1:45, you want God to perform stuff in your life? There shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. You got to believe what God said. Are you listening? See, God is a performer. I like to call God the show and tell God. Are you listening? God is a show off God. Are you listening? But he don't want us showing off. But he wants to show off.
Yes, sir.
God wants people to know this is me, not you. Go ahead, sir.
We become his hands in demonstration.
We become his hands in demonstration.
To execute God's will and pleasure.
To execute God's will and to execute God's pleasure.
Upon that person.
Upon that person. That's why you get so much joy when God delivers a person from the power of darkness. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir. Yeah, okay. I don't know how you.
Gifts make us effective witnesses.
Gifts make us effective witnesses. These gifts and manifestation makes us effective witnesses. Acts 1:8 say, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be, I love it, you shall be witnesses unto me. That word witnesses go a little bit farther than just talking to folk, though.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening? That word witness means you become a martyr for him. Uh-huh. You love not your life unto death. Are you listening? Most people say they'll die for him, but I want to know where you live for him. Go ahead, sir.
A wise witness wins souls.
A wise witness wins souls.
Proverbs 11:30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life.
The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life.
And he that winneth souls is wise.
And he that winneth souls is wise.
God wants us to say the things he wants us to say.
Watch this. God wants us to say the things he wants us to say. What gifts is that? That's the vocal gifts. Go ahead.
God wants us to know the things he wants us to know.
God wants us to know the things he wants us to know. What's that?
Revelation.
That's right. That's revelation gifts. Remember, everything in the kingdom is built upon revelation knowledge. Everything. If God doesn't reveal himself to us, if God doesn't make known himself to us, we can't reveal him to the people. Go ahead.
God wants us to do the things he wants.
And God also wants us to do the things that he wants to do. See, God cannot do it if we don't do it. I love what God told Joshua. Every place that the soles of your foot, not feet, because shall tread upon. He said, they'll give it to you, right? I know you heard feet. Just say amen.
Amen.
But God don't need you to walk all of Darrow.
Amen.
He just needs you to put a foot in it.
Amen.
Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead.
The nine gifts are our earthly inheritance.
The nine manifestations or gifts of the Spirit are our, notice that, our earthly inheritance. Go ahead, sir.
We need to function and use them fully.
We need to function and to use them fully.
If we are to become effective witnesses.
If we are to become effective witnesses. Now, so that means that these nine manifestations of the Spirit, huh? All of us should desire to walk in them. 1 Corinthians 12:7. Don't you get it? Let one of them get it, because you might lose your spot. 1 Corinthians 12:7. Why, my reader? What, you in here? Oh, she's not here. Okay. Tell her I sent for her. Somebody read 1 Corinthians 12:7. Tell them to be playing hopscotch. Okay. Thank you. Okay, you could read. But the manifest, hold up, let her go, go ahead.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all.
Did you hear that? For the manifestations of the Spirit is given to who?
Each one.
Uh-huh. Yeah. To profit how many?
All.
Are you listening? Mm-hmm. So that means you don't just have to have one. Because he divides to every man severally as he wills. It's as the Spirit wills. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Only the violent have the force and power to advance the kingdom.
Only the violent have the what?
Force.
The force.
And power.
And the power to advance the kingdom of God. The violent. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Now, what does that mean? Satan ain't giving you nothing. You must go back and take what's rightfully yours. These manifestations of the Spirit are our inheritance to take back what Satan stole. Okay.
The force and power is invested in the proper and full usage.
Read it again.
The force and power. Is invested in the proper and full usage.
Is invested in the proper and the full usage.
Of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Gifts do not reveal holiness.
Now, here's a good thing. Gifts do not reveal holiness. Go ahead.
Gifts are given to us by the Holy Spirit. They are not merit badges for the peer.
Now, this is why so many people feel like they can't function in them. Because Satan sit on their shoulders with condemnation. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Well, you didn't do good today. So you're not qualified to be used. Well, you might as well say amen. Don't act all sanctimonious up in here. You come up in here with condemnation.
Yes,
are you listening?
Yes,
then God desire to use you. You up there tripping, listening to the wrong voice. Because church folk will not let you function. They have you too sin conscious. But I'll say it again. The sin issue has been dealt with.
Amen.
Once and for all.
Yes,
he did away with sin by the sacrifice of himself. Our victory over sin begins in your soul. Your soul not saved. Your spirit is fully, completely, 100% saved. God's divine nature lives in us. The Holy Spirit lives and resides on the inside of our spirits. That is what makes our bodies the temple of the living God. Because the Holy Spirit resides within our spirits. Y'all got that?
Yes,
are you listening? But if we're going to learn to flow in the Holy Ghost,
yes,
we must go through the renewing of the mind.
Amen.
You got it?
Yes,
must have our soul saved. James 1:21 talks about laying apart all superfluity of naughtiness and receiving with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save our souls. Only the engrafted word, a mind or a soul. See, you remember your soul and your mind the same. Infused with the engrafted word. Watch this, which is the fuel that the Holy Spirit uses. See, without the word, the Holy Spirit ain't doing nothing. Are you listening? So you cannot renew your mind apart from God's word and his spirit. We need God to breathe upon us again. And the word is the breath of God. Go ahead, sir.
A pure life of holy living.
Now watch this. A pure life of holy living.
Comes out of moral decision and.
It comes out of a moral decision and a choice. Go ahead.
Holiness is continuous decision.
holiness is a continuous decision.
To live in that which is right.
To live in that which is right.
In the sight of God and men.
In the sight of God and men. Now watch this. You can't do that without a renewed soul. You cannot do that. Yeah, I'm telling you. The apostle came out. This is so apostolic in nature. If you've been raised in a law-based church like I was raised in, holiness was limited to the hat you wore, the dress you wore, no lipstick, no jewelry. You had to wear stockings. Why, everything was for the woman. Then on top of that, when people would get saved in the church I came up in, I mean, before God could even get a good hold on the people. Don't smoke, don't drink, don't do this, don't do that, don't. Some of y'all probably still in the don't. But here's a revelation you need to fully understand. Grace is an empowerment to teach you, I don't do that because I don't want to. Now that's real power. The law will cause you to suppress stuff and you will never overcome it because the law make you hide. The Bible say the strength of sin is the law. That's what the Bible say. Are you listening? You ought to know that from a child because you did what your mom told you not to do. Mama, mother. Now, come on, y'all know I'm telling the truth. We all did it. Amen. Are you listening? So in order to graduate us out, that's why we got to see that law-based gospel is a gospel of condemnation. Are you listening? We're so busy trying to keep laws and rules and regulations and statutes. You're not free yet. Grace will make you free. Because grace is not a license to do whatever you want to do. Grace will empower you to walk away from stuff.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead.
The gifts do not reveal holiness.
The gifts do not reveal holiness.
But holiness is necessary for development.
But holiness is necessary, watch this, for development.
Accuracy and impact.
Accuracy and impact.
Of those gifts.
Of those gifts. Now, y'all understand why? Because when you're walking in holiness, you're walking in complete fellowship with God. Are you listening?
Yes.
And the enemy can't be throwing them little darts in your head. Mm-hmm. Them fiery darts. Fiery darts come against your mind to make you unsure. Come on now. Some of y'all act like you've been saved any amount of time. You know exactly what I'm talking about. God be trying to use you, but them little darts come in your mind say you are not usable. Because you didn't do right yesterday. Because some of y'all still flipping the bird. All in the name of the Lord. Yeah. Why did the Bible record all of this stuff? That Jesus chose Peter, but he was a cusser. Peter said, I don't know the blankety blank, 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 blank. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, see, when the fire get hot, folk cuss. Yeah, you know, like you driving and that person jump in front of you. Nobody in the car. And then y'all cuss in front of us and talking about you speaking French. No, I'm saying, why do I say all that? Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. When God get a good hold of you, cussing won't be in you. So I don't cuss because it ain't in me. Jesus said, the prince of this world cometh, but there's nothing in me for him to connect to. So therefore, he don't have a hold on me. Go ahead.
The gifts will fail.
The gifts will fail.
To develop into maturity.
The gifts will fail to develop into maturity.
If the user is walking carelessly.
If the user is walking carelessly.
The gifts will fail.
The gifts will fail.
To grow in the anointing.
To grow in the anointing.
If the user despises the leading of the Holy Spirit.
If the user despises the leading or the guiding or the escorting of the Holy Spirit.
The gifts will fail. To have deep accuracy. If the user neglects godly relationships.
With the Holy Spirit.
The gifts will fail to impact. And to influence others. If the user is not motivated by God's love.
Motivated by what?
God's
now that's why God can't use a lot of people, because their motivation is not love. In the church, we want to perform. We want folk to think we spiritual. I deal with them all the time. I had a lady to tell me she didn't come to church because God called her. And she was calling back to him. So I had to correct her, because that's out of order. God is never going to tell you to do something to bring you from up under authority. Because God is the God of decently and in order. If I'm connected to my apostle and he tells me he's going to Rome and he wants me to be there, I can't say, "Apostle, the Lord told me to go to Jamaica so I can get some jerk chicken." I'm just trying to show y'all this is how people get spiritual. That's why I bust up those intercessory prayer groups, prophesying to people. It's you're there to pray, not prophesy. Thank you for your enthusiasm. All prophecy should be done in the presence of leaders who could judge it. Never forget that. So don't be a parking lot prophet and don't be a phone prophet. Are you listening? Be around somebody who's able to judge it. Go ahead, sir.
The gift will fail. Gifts properly used open effectual doors.
Gifts used properly open effectual doors.
For ministry. Prosperity.
And for fame. Now, all right. Did y'all really see that? All right. Now, y'all want to know why that statement is made? Because of the leader of this house. If anybody wants to know the secret to his success, love of God, holiness and sanctification. That's who he is. That's what he do. He spends more time speaking in tongues. How you know, Dr. Walker? I've been around him enough to walk up on him and know, don't say a word. Get away. See, there are times you got to know when to walk away. Are you listening? There are other times you need to know he don't need your revelation. Always remember this. When you're following a man with such impact and such authority, you're not there to give him your little revelation. You're there to sit at his feet and receive from him. Receiving from him will empower your gift and push you farther. He is an apostle, you know. Are you listening? And here's the deal. You cannot separate the apostolic call from the man. You can't love the apostle without loving the man who God called to be an apostle. Go ahead, sir.
Chapter 3.
Moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. Come on, sir.
The gift of prophecy. The concept of Old Testament prophecy. There are two Hebrew words. That are used to describe the function of prophecy.
The function of prophecy.
One describes human activity. And the other describes divine activity.
The prophetic message is both the words.
Of the prophet. And the words of the Lord.
Stop. God needs somebody to speak through. That's why he needs us. I remember in one passage of scripture, Moses said, "Would that all of God's people were prophets." Are you listening? Because Moses wasn't trying to make himself something he wasn't. Are you listening? Go ahead, sir.
Naba is human activity.
Don't hold us to these words. Are you listening? How you spell a word?
N-A-B-A.
N-A-B-A. Naba. Okay. Close enough. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
All right. Go ahead. Naba.
Is human activity. To bubble up and gush forth.
It means to bubble up and to gush forth.
Or to pour forth.
Or to what?
Pour forth.
Pour. P-O-U-R, huh?
Yes, sir.
Forth. Okay. To bubble up or pour forth. Are you listening? To bubble up or pour forth. That's why we must be filled. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
With the Holy Ghost. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
See, that's the bubbling up. Go ahead.
It reflects the influence of the Holy Spirit. Upon the human personality and spirit. Until a message bubbles up.
Gushes forth and pours out.
Of the prophet's lips. Like a mighty river.
It got to get stirred up on the inside before we get here.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Whatever goes on within will come out. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's why Jeremiah said when the word of the Lord went down on the inside of his belly, it was like fire shut up in his bones. Didn't Jesus say it? John said in Matthew 3, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is preferred before me because he was before me. I'm not even worthy to unloose his shoe latchet. Now notice these words, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
Many of us have the Holy Ghost, but I believe in this generation we'll see the fire.
Amen.
Go ahead.
The anointed message stirs the heart of the man.
The anointed message stirs the heart of the man.
Causing his heart to respond towards God.
To express God's feelings.
Thoughts. And words.
Did you hear that? It's a man of God must be so connected to God that when that word is bubbling forth, are you listening? He's able to articulate and to communicate to the people present the way God feels about them, the way God thinks about them. Are you listening? But y'all know in the church, most people don't understand that God's thoughts towards them are not evil. Because most preaching is condemnatory, trying to make you feel bad. Are you listening? If you're dirty, all you need is a bath. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. When you come here, you come to get a good bath.
Amen.
Are you listening? Not to clean your spirit out, but to get your head right.
Yes, sir.
So you can be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Go ahead, sir. What? Lord have mercy. Okay. All right. I'll do better next time. Jesus. That was the fact.